Okay, we'll see you in 5 minutes, so see you soon.
Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot, nightlife. I know what's hot. It's never too late to get life.
Morning Show with Stan Lane. Weekday mornings at 6. The Hot Talk is on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Who'll lead House Democrats now that Republicans have been swept into power there in midterm elections? The Republicans are talking about who they don't want to see. Virginia's Eric Cantor warning Democrats against keeping current House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in their leadership.
Well, Democratic members in the House elect Nancy Pelosi as their leader. It's almost as if they just didn't get the message from the voters this election.
Cantor was on Fox News Sunday, but South Carolina's Jim Clyburn, possibly the next minority leader, told Face the Nation on CBS that Pelosi has a place in the Democratic leadership. During his trip to India, President Obama acknowledged the need for mid-course corrections to work with Republicans after last week's elections. ABC News has learned the president may postpone the Indonesian portion of his Asian trip.
48 hours before Air Force One is scheduled to land in Indonesia, the president's trip is in jeopardy because of the cloud of ash from an Indonesian volcano, making it hazardous to fly. Earlier this year, the president canceled a trip to the Polish president's funeral on just 6 hours' notice because of an ash cloud preventing flights over Europe. Ann Compton, ABC News, with the president in New Delhi.
No injuries reported among the 65 passengers and crew when an AirTran Airways flight made an emergency landing in Memphis. Boeing 717 was en route from New Orleans to Milwaukee when smoke was reported. No word on what caused that smoke. In Germany, police and protesters clashed after demonstrators tried to stop a train load of nuclear waste.
German anti-nuclear activists rappelled from a bridge and chained themselves to railway tracks, managing to hold up a shipment of reprocessed nuclear waste from France. But police using truncheons and tear gas hauled the demonstrators away, and the train continued its slow journey towards a storage facility.
ABC's Linda Albin at the Foreign Desk in London, and you're listening to ABC News.
Hi, I'm Diane Caridou. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to stopmedicarefraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has thanks to the new health care law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to stopmedicarefraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
For some, it was an outrage when he was elected. ABC's Hilary Barsky says the nation's first openly homosexual Episcopal bishop has announced he's retiring.
Episcopal Bishop Gene Robinson says the constant strain of being his church's first openly gay bishop is one of the reasons why he will retire in 2013. The 63-year-old bishop says the past 7 years have taken a toll on him, his family, and the church. Robinson's election as Bishop of New Hampshire in 2003 led to a rift among some conservative Episcopalians. Robinson says he's giving early notice of his plans to ensure a smooth transition. Hilary Barsky, ABC News.
We've been seeing more of them since their father died last year, and now Michael Jackson's kids are going to be doing their first TV interview.
At Michael Jackson's memorial service, his daughter Paris surprised everyone when she spoke to the crowd.
Daddy has been the best father you could ever imagine.
But now Paris and her brothers, Prince and Blanket, will sit down Monday for a chat with Oprah Winfrey, who visits them at their home. They live with their grandmother. Oprah will also talk with Katherine Jackson, who opens up about the day her son, the King of Pop, died. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
Yet another delay for the most expensive Broadway show in history, the much-anticipated Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, featuring music by Bono and The Edge of U2 fame, has had its official opening pushed back 3 weeks into January. This is ABC News.
Hi, it's Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.95. With a rate this low on a 15-year loan, you can afford to pay off your mortgage in half the time and reduce the amount of interest on your loan significantly. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa in Temecula Valley. Now, this is wine country galore, and going on right now is the 20th annual Harvest Celebration. And we were talking about that in the first hour, but we're going to segue into our all-travel hour portion of the show. So I ran over there to Chef Sampson. I had a little bite to eat. I had a glass of wine. And so here I'm back. Well, not a glass. For those who know me, who know? And we know. I can't drink a glass. I wouldn't be able to do the show if I did. But my view for these 2 hours is coming to you from the Vintner's Garden here at the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa. I am next to the tasting room. People are coming in and out, and this is really, really quite a big event. As I said earlier, we have limos in and out. We have shuttles in and out. And I really like everyone. They are smart about this. They know how to have their wine tasting festival. They know how to do it right. And everyone's all dressed up. I like that, too. It's kind of fun to see the heels and the glitz and the... I mean, everybody's having a ball with this. So the weather is beautiful. It's sunny, a little breezy, nice and cool. I don't know. I'm sitting on a big, long table with a nice umbrella over me, and I'm just really having a great time. Now, for those of you who missed the first hour, we heard from one of the locals about the South Coast Winery itself and about the Harvest Festival that's going on right now. In this hour, you'll find out more about the wine region, plus what other fun things are available while visiting Temecula. And like I said earlier, there are a lot of things going on in Temecula. Yes, you can have your wines and your spa treatments and all that, but there's also golf and casino and shopping and Old Town and all sorts of things going on. So we're going to find out about that as well. And Temecula is only about an hour and a half away. Now, I, of course, drove my new Sonata, my 2011 Sonata. It's great on the freeway, lots of pep, plenty of room for all my radio equipment. Let me tell you, I feel, for just overnight stay, I have 3 bags, the Comrex, my clothes, and a bag with all my radio equipment as far as the speakers, headphones, all that sort of stuff. So I have 3 big bags that go with me, and everything fits in my trunk. And I had room for, if I happen to stop and do a little shopping, get some bottles of wine, who knows what I can store back there. So I'm really thrilled with my Sonata. It gets about 30 miles to the gallon, so make sure you go to Hyundai of La Quinta and get your Sonata there. In fact, I might have a big contest. I'm thinking about doing a contest for them. I'll give away a trip to the first person that goes over there and buys a car from them. That's what I'm thinking. Now, did you know that Temecula has been twice named the best city in Riverside County to live? That's right. Temecula's valley is comparable to Napa Valley's warm, dry days and cool evenings. The weather is spectacular here. They do get warm weather, but not hot, brutally hot, like we get in the summer. Yeah, because we get some warm weather. Yesterday morning, I was not on KESQ because I was here. And I'll be back next Saturday around 8:15 a.m. with your very own look at Temecula's wine country. And it is beautiful. I mean, frankly, you're driving through rolling hills of vineyards. Now, I know you're thinking Napa Valley and all these places. Yes, they have it up there, but you don't have to go that far. You can just come right here to Temecula, an hour and 20 minutes, half hour and 30 minutes away, and enjoy your own wine tasting for a day, for a night, for a week, however long. They have accommodations to fit you. Whatever you're looking for, they have it here. And I guarantee you're going to have a lot of fun. Now, Valley's been back in the station. We want to thank her for all of her help. She's taking your calls, and those numbers, again, you need to know. They are 760-320-8255, or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. And with me today is Peggy Evans. She is from the Temecula Wine Growers Association, which I really tell you, it's a fascinating association. They do a lot of work to promote everybody. And what I really like, and we heard that from Dave Bradley, is they all work together. They work as one unit, and that's what makes an event like this so spectacular and so well attended and just a heck of a lot of fun. We're also going to have someone from the shuttle service. I've been telling you about how the people are pouring in limos and shuttles. I'm going to have them on for a minute and tell you how they have that all arranged, and that's not an easy job. And then we're going to have Mike Tingley, a winemaker from Danza del Sol. He'll be with us as well. So that is quite a few of the things that we have planned. We also have industry news, travel news, and the new This Is Your CVA Minute, brought to you by the Palm Springs Desert Communities Resort Convention and Visitor Authority. So we have a lot going on, and right now let's see what's going on in the world of travel. Remember, you can listen live and online anywhere in the world at travelingwithfrancoise.com, or you can go to my website at news. That was my website, or you can go to the station's website at newstalk920.com. 760-320-8255. Those are the numbers you need to know. And like I say, this is a festival going on as we speak. And for those of you looking for other things to do besides enjoy wine while in Temecula, there is everything from Old Town, resorts, golf, spas, casinos, lakes, shopping, you name it. I do have a few prizes today, but no registering for a trip. But I just found out from Peggy that we will be giving away a trip, and you're going to hear all about that on next Sunday show. I'll start telling everybody about it on Saturday's KESQ. And then I'll tell you about it on Sunday, how you can register. And let me tell you, woohoo, we're talking spa package, overnight stay, and that's all I'm going to tell you. But I have made a slight change, and so you understand this. Because of some things that have happened in the last several shows, I want it to be fair and fun for everyone. So starting today, you can only win one prize, that's show prize, a month. Now, I don't care if you win it at the end of the month and the beginning of the following month. It's not a 30-day deal. It's once a month, regardless of when you win it. Now, this does not affect Club Francoise members. You still get all the stuff in the club. It does not affect the trip drawings. Everyone still registers for that. It's not part of that. But only one a month, and that is it. And all the stuff that is not won is going to go into Club Francoise. So they're going to get whatever you guys don't pick up. So just remember that one a month has nothing to do with 30 days. So we get that straight. Everybody's calling Valley saying, what's she talking about now? That's it. Pretty darn simple. Not too difficult. All right. What's going on in the industry news? We have nonstop service to Houston is coming back to Palm Springs International Airport beginning 2011. So that's good news for everybody. We get a lot of people from Texas visiting the Valley. Now, Disney is to open a theme park in China. Walt Disney has taken another step forward in its effort to launch a fourth amusement park outside of the U.S. And this park is going to cost about $3.8, the numbers even stagger me, $3 billion. $3.8 billion for the new theme Disneyland theme park in China. And finally, don't forget to the Society of American Travel Writers annual online auction. The website address is posted on my website, satwauction.com. They have over $53,000 worth of travel prizes, trips, and stuff. And this is open to the public. So don't worry that you can't go, yes, no. This is open to the public. You can bid on the prizes. And hopefully you will get those, one of those prizes, one of those trips, and have a great time. And remember, Society of Travel Writers Association, it's all about traveling. So you can't go wrong there. Now, this is your CVA Minute, brought to you by the Palm Springs Desert Resort Communities Convention and Visitors Authorities. Now, the CVA is always doing a ton of stuff in the Valley. They are partnering with everybody to get the word out, to spread the word about Palm Springs. You can go to their website at palmspringsusa.com. They have a Monday night event, Monday Night Football. This is going to be happening at Marie Callender's and LG's Prime Steakhouse. Just show on up, say hi to the CVA members, and see what the CVA does for you. Also coming up is the Palm Springs Veterans Day Parade and the Rancho Mirage Art Affair, which will be next weekend at Whitewater Park. And remember, one of our favorite artists, Jack Armstrong, will be over there signing autographs, and he will be mentoring the kids from Desert Arc. So that should be a lot of fun. Now, with me, we're going to jump right in now to what is going on here in Temecula and with the Temecula Valley Wine Growers Association with Peggy Evans. Welcome, Peggy.
Welcome.
Thanks for being here with us. Now, I know you have a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah.
But before we talk about the Temecula Valley Wine Growers Association and what it does, let's talk about Temecula Valley as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And I want my listeners to understand, as much as there is going on in this fabulous wine region of yours, you have so many other things going on in the entire valley.
We do. We have a very, very active community. We have everything from theater to, you know, our beautiful old town. We've got, you know, Blue Note Wine Festival in the summer. Everything's very community oriented, and the people that live here are very much into the community of Temecula.
And lots of families. Now, they call it a bedroom community, mm-hmm. but yet you have, I mean, you have some night spots and everything.
We got a couple little hot spots in town, you know, a couple new little restaurants. Old Town at night is booming. We have several wine tasting bars that are open these days. Some really nice restaurants that are open. Used to be the sidewalks kind of rolled up in Temecula, but that's not the case anymore. So things, Old Town is hopping at night, which is great.
I have no idea how a town can roll up when you have this many wineries and this much fun going on. I don't think the people roll up around here. I think you want people to think that.
That's
so.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful place to visit. It really is. Now, the holidays are coming. Mm-hmm. What happens to Old Town is a very unique part of Temecula. It's where it all started. Now you've branched out, just miles all the way around it. What happens during the holidays in Old Town?
Oh, gosh. You know, the city puts out we have a great big ice rink that's downtown for about 3 weeks during the winter holidays. I think it's between Thanksgiving and New Year's, so that's longer than 3 weeks, but sometime within that calendar, right in front of the new Civic Center, which is right in Old Town. The community gets very, very involved. We did it for the first time last year. We have a Santa parade. You know, we do, you know, chalk painting on the sidewalks. We have, you know, bands on the weekends. There's so much going on. The shops in Old Town are all decorated. Old Town, I noticed, already had their holiday decorations going up this last week when I was picking up mail. I was like, they're already preparing for a big season for us.
And again, you have the Old Town Temecula Community Theater, which will be the Nutcracker will be going on there, as well as the Christmas Carol. And you have the tree lighting on December 2nd.
Right.
In Old Town. And you have Santa's Electric Light Parade.
Exactly. The parade is great fun.
I get to announce the parade in Palm Springs, and I always have a great time with that. I'm going to have to come down and check your parade as well.
That's right.
Okay, so folks, just again, Temecula has wonderful places to stay in and out of the wine region. And there's all these activities going on, and a beautiful golf resort right down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've been Temecula. I think it's Temecula Creek.
Temecula Creek, yeah.
Right. They've been forever. It's been, the golfers have been coming
Pechanga
here.
Pechanga has a beautiful golf course now.
And Pechanga is a casino.
Yes.
And it has some wonderful restaurants. You have great restaurants. You have, of course, the chain restaurants and people's favorites. You always have those. But you also have the family-owned and operated as well.
Lots of those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's good. Now, you are the executive director of the Temecula Valley Wine Growers Association.
Yes.
That's a pretty big title.
Yeah. Well, trust me, I don't get out of wine country very often.
I don't know. And yesterday I ran into you over at Mount Palomar. Mount Palomar, and you were behind the scene, working the check-in desk. You were doing it all.
Absolutely. We all get down and dirty here.
Yeah, and I was saying to Brad earlier today, what I found very, very refreshing and very nice when I was up at Vindamia, there were several owners of other vineyards, wineries coming over. Everybody's going from place
to place.
Everybody
wishes each other well.
Yeah, and they're all checking it out. They're all tasting the wines. They're having fun with each other and seeing. And I really enjoyed that.
Right.
It was very refreshing instead of, okay, if you go there, don't go here, that type of thing.
It's not at all.
Make sure you hit them all.
Our winemakers get together on a monthly basis and challenge each other and, you know, tease each other and friendly compete with each other about their wines and their products. And our winery owners are, you know, they're all, it is a big family here. We're very, very fortunate.
And each of them, I have to say, they all have really great gift shops, too.
They do have great gift shops. Callaway gift shop is fantastic right now. It's decorated beautifully for the holidays.
In fact, we're going to talk a little bit about the wineries that are involved in the Temecula Valley Wine Growers Association. Who's part of it? What they all do, but I think what we're going to do before we go into that, I think we're going to take our first time out for this hour. I only have two, so I'm going to take my first one, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what the Temecula Wine Growers Association does, what part do you play in all this, and some other things going on here in Temecula Valley's wine country, okay? All right, folks, you're listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs, coming to you live from the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa in Temecula Valley's wine country. in Temecula Valley. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, so stick around.
Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot nightlife.
The Palm Springs Desert Resort Communities Convention and Visitors Authority, known as the CVA, is the official marketing and tourism agency for the Coachella Valley. You have the opportunity to participate in our national and global sales and marketing efforts to increase your business. We exclusively promote our member businesses in the official publications, visitors guides, and the destination's official website. CVA membership builds success. For CVA benefits, please contact us at 760-770-9000 or online at palmspringsusa.com. This is your CVA.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, poolside cabanas, tennis, Wi-Fi, and opening soon, a full-service spa to pamper your inner and outer being. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort, and of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit the Borrego Springs Resort on the web at borregospringsresort.com.
Hi, this is Mel Haber asking you to donate generously to Angel View Crippled Children's Foundation. Your tax-deductible donations of clothing and household goods help support round-the-clock services for disabled young people living in our 17 specially equipped homes. Angel View stores are located throughout the valley, so donating is easy and convenient 7 days a week. To find an Angel View location near you, just phone 322-2440. Please call today, and thank you.
Hey, Francoise, I like your new car.
Thanks, Johnny. So do I. It's roomy, gets great gas mileage, has navigation, Bluetooth, and all the goodies I wanted and priced to fit my budget.
Budget? It looks like an expensive luxury car to me.
Luxurious? Yes. Expensive? No. It's my new 2011 Sonata from Hyundai of La Quinta.
Hyundai?
That's right. Test drive a Hyundai product at Hyundai of La Quinta on Highway 111 today and tell them Traveling with Francoise sent you.
Or call Hyundai of La Quinta toll-free, 888-326-5098. 888-326-5098.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the South Coast Winery here in Temecula Valley's wine country. The wind just picked up, and everything's flying all around me, so I need to move some stuff over, so not a big deal. Here, Peggy with us. Peggy Evans is with us. She is the Executive Director of the Temecula Valley Wine Growers Association. Now, tell us exactly what does the Wine Growers Association do? What do you lead? Tell us what you do.
I have 31 crazy wineries that we try to babysit. we do mostly the marketing and public relations side of the business, just trying to promote the valley as a whole as well as the wineries individually.
Now, how do you guys all decide? Does everyone get together, all the wineries that are part of the association, when there's major decisions to be made as far as events like this, does everyone get together? Do they all participate, or do they just say, hey, Peggy, do your job. We're fine. We're busy making wine here.
Pretty much, hey, Peggy, do your job. But we do have committees, and we do have a board, and our committees make suggestions. The board approves or disapproves them, and we move from there.
Okay. Now, I'm looking here, as far as the festival, the 25th Autumn Fest. Now, is that the same thing as what with the Harvest Festival? Probably all the same thing.
We have our 20th annual Harvest Celebration is what we're having this weekend.
This weekend, right. Mm-hmm. Now, it says here, you have the wine tasting trail pretty much stays right here on Rancho California.
No, we have a nice big loop. It goes from Rancho California around to De Portola Road. So it's a nice little loop here. And it's easy to traverse. The wineries are fairly close together. And it's easy to navigate.
It is, and you stop at the first Winery, which was the Mount Palomar.
Right.
And from there you pick up a map.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up my little map. And when people, and this is probably something you do quite often, so you know where everybody has been, so
right.
they don't go back for more. Once you're there, folks, you just stay there and drink until
That's
you move
right.
on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the little map. And it's very clever. And they also get a commemorative glass.
Yes. We give them a glass. We give them a map and a menu that tells them what each of the wineries are pouring and serving.
Mm-hmm.
And the guests have the opportunity to visit each and every one of them over the 2 days.
And there's no time limit either, I noticed.
No.
People come in and mingle and sit down and they have
exactly.
food. Tell us about some of the food.
Some people have their very favorites and they know exactly where they want to go. Some people
okay.
look at the food and say, that's where I want to go based on what something chocolate's being paired with something red and yummy. And then other people are, you know, more into specific kinds of wine. So again, referring to the menu, you see what everybody's pouring and then you can kind of plan your trip around your likes and dislikes. So
it
makes it easy.
Very flexible.
Very flexible. You can spend 10 minutes at a winery. You can spend an hour and 10 minutes at a winery.
And these wineries are for the folks that might think, well, okay, the wineries are open this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Are they closed all week and just open on weekends?
No.
How does that
no.
work?
We have most of our wineries are open every day of the year except for Christmas and Thanksgiving. We do have a few small wineries that are open on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday only. And we do have a couple that are appointment only, but the vast majority of them are open every day. And Wine Country is, it's a beautiful place to visit during the week because it's not as crowded as it is on the weekends. So.
Okay. Well, I know this is a huge, you're really busy this weekend. And
yes.
you've been so kind
mm-hmm.
to spend time with us and explain to the folks in the Coachella Valley and everywhere else listening what happens here in Temecula Wine Country in the Wine Valley. But lastly, for my visitors, my listeners, excuse me, that have never been here, what would you like to say to them to get them to come down here? And where can they find your association online to check out what you have to offer?
Our association, you can find out anything that's going on in the Temecula Valley at temeculawines.org. We have a calendar. We've got a map. Any information about anything you want to know about Wine Country is on there. And it's just a beautiful place. And it's close. You know, we're just easy driving distance from so many locations. The people are friendly. The wines are wonderful. And it's just a great place to visit.
Well, I agree. I totally agree with that. Now, make sure that your website is posted on travelingwithfrancoise.com. And again, Peggy, thanks so much for being with
Thank
us today.
You.
Get back over there, taste some wine, have some food, and enjoy yourself.
Thank you so much.
And a fabulous event, by the way. You did a great job. And then you can send over our next guest, if you wouldn't mind. Okay, folks, here's a little trivia. Well, it actually is not trivia. It's another event going on right now. This weekend is the Galway Downs International 3-Day Event. This is a horse show. This is a fantastic horse show going on. So, again, there are ranches, there are wineries, there are golf courses, there are all sorts of things. This is dressage, and for the equestrians out there, you know how high, I mean, that is beautiful, dressage, cross-country jumping, show jumping, English, and this is happening at Galway Downs, an international 3-day event. And it goes on and on year-round here in Temecula, the events going on. Now, for those of you that missed it in the first hour, you wonder about the name Temecula. I always wonder about names. In fact, I've been asking the wineries where they got the names from. And what is based behind a name? Temecula, of course, they say the Pechanga Band of Luciano Indians believe that their ancestors have lived in the Temecula area for more than 10,000 years. In Pechanga mythology, life on Earth began in the Temecula Valley. So this is all very, very cool stuff. Now, it says other popular interpretations of the name Temecula include the sun that shines through the mist or where the sun breaks through the mist. Temecula is the only city in California to still retain its original Indian name, which I find all that very, very interesting. I like things like that. You know that. So now we all know a little bit about Temecula. We've heard about some of the wine country. We were hearing about the event going on. We are hearing about everything to do in Temecula. Now, we have with us a surprise guest because I was wondering, how in the heck do you make all this happen? With us is Emily Filippino.
Yes.
With the Grapevine Shuttle.
Yeah, the Grapevine Wine Country Shuttle.
Well, now, Emily, I have been watching your shuttles in and out and around and back and forth, and how far in advance do you plan for events like this?
Well, for events like this, it takes a tremendous amount of coordination. We work really closely with the Wine Growers Association. We start taking reservations months out, and we even have guests calling the week of the event to book a shuttle for the event with us.
So now, your shuttle service, does it run Do the people have to meet your shuttle somewhere? Do you pick them up at the at different hotels and resorts right here, like right here at the South Coast Winery? Do you pick up a group of people here? How does it work?
We do. We try and keep it very, very convenient for our guests. We have so many hotels here in Temecula, but we still strive to be able to offer our guests the convenience of a pickup directly from their hotel. So when they place a reservation with us, they let us know where they're staying, and we plan accordingly. We have probably about a good 12 shuttles out this weekend.
I believe. And how many people are in each shuttle?
Oh, gosh. The average size is probably about 23. I know for this weekend we had about 200 guests booked just for the Harvest Shuttle. And then we had another 150 just for regular wine tours.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. So now the grape line shuttle, you run all year long?
We run all year long, every day. We are here in Temecula. It's our corporate headquarters. And we have guests call us on Monday through Friday, and usually those are smaller groups, and we'll just take them out to about 4 wineries. We follow a really nice itinerary and give them behind-the-scenes winemaking tours and include their tastings, provide lunch, so it's a really nice day package for them.
Well, that's what we were talking about. I was asking Peggy during one of the breaks about day packages. What do you offer? Like, we're going to be giving away a trip here to the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa, and they're also going to be getting a spa package as well. But I know they're going to want to visit the wine region. So what kind of packages do you have for people that say they want to come out, they want to do the all-inclusive thing, they want to have it all set up so they can drink, be merry, and not worry?
Yes, we have the perfect package. It's called our Vineyard Picnic Tour, and this is a package that will pick them up again right from their hotel in the morning, usually in the 10 o'clock hour, and then we plan a carefree itinerary for them where we feature 4 wineries. We include their tastings, some souvenir wine glasses, lunch, and then we even do a behind-the-scenes winemaking tour.
Wow.
And where we can, we'll leverage our relationships and do like a winery owner meet and greet or something of that nature. And we bring them back to their hotels at the end of the day, usually around 4:30 or 5. So it's definitely a day package. Mm-hmm. And many of the resorts like South Coast, they actually have a package with us where they bundle it in with your overnight stay.
Oh, so that's easy. So that's all. Now, are you a shuttle driver as well?
No, definitely not.
Are you the owner?
No. I am. I actually oversee all of our corporate sales and event planning.
Ah.
We have a lot of companies when they're coming out, like this season for the holidays, it's really popular. They want to do afternoon tours and maybe a finale dinner with wine pairings. So that's my specialty. And then I do oversee all of our shuttles, and there's quite a lot of logistics to go into the planning for pickups and accommodating all of our guests from the various hotels, so I'm involved with that as well.
So this event, actually, for this weekend's event, will be over, I think, at 4 o'clock or so, 4 or 5 o'clock. So the holidays are going to be here before we even know it. Tell us some of the events that you are working with to be part of this shuttle to get people around. What events are happening that the Grape Line shuttle is going to be part of to make sure everyone gets where they're supposed to go?
The Grape Line has actually quite a few really fun, festive options for the holidays. Wine Country in Temecula is beautiful during the holidays. We have so many wineries that are just decked out with lights and decor. A couple of them do hay rides and hot cocoa, and they'll have Christmas carolers out in the evenings. So when you book, let's say you want to book a private tour, we'll provide you with a private vehicle, whether it's an SUV or a shuttle, and we'll take your group out. We can do some of the holiday lights touring,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll take you to a couple wineries for some tasting, and then maybe stop at one that has some, you know, hot cocoa and the carolers and whatever festivities the wineries have going on before we bring you back.
Now, okay, what if someone, I mean, it might happen, they might not want to visit wine region. Do you have other packages for other types of, just specifically
yeah.
those?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's definitely fair enough. With our services, because we have a fleet of private vehicles, we put together all kinds of packages. For holiday lights tours, there are some award-winning homes in the city that we promote, and we'll put together a route that'll take you by maybe 10 homes in the evening, and you get to stop and maybe have some hot cocoa and look at all the homes that are real festive and have great light displays, and then we'll bring you back to your home at the end of the evening. We do shopping tours. We do different city tours. So absolutely, you can have a great day out on one of our shuttles without the wine.
Oh, fantastic. And it is the Grape Line Wine Country Shuttle, but you do everything else. And your website is gogrape.com. That's pretty cute. Gogrape.com. GoScrape.com.
GoScrape.com. Definitely. Give us a visit.
Well, thank you so much for being on the air, and we'll make sure we get this out on the website so people know who to call when they're coming down and they want to park their car and not drive anymore.
Yes, thank you.
And it's a great, great idea. I think you're doing a phenomenal job out there. I want to just hop in one of those shuttles and go around, but I'm here working, so maybe later I'll sneak in a shuttle and
should.
Go for a tour. Okay.
No way.
So you get to go wine taste and make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much, Emily. I really appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. Our pleasure.
Okay. All right, folks. That was Emily Filippino from the Grapevine Wine Country Shuttle. But again, folks, they do more than just shuttling from wine country to wine country. They will shuttle you to all the events coming up. Now, I have a map in front of me, and I came the back way through Beaumont and Banning and up through Winchester and then around, because it actually drops you right onto Rancho California Road. Instead of doing the 15 freeway up and getting off through all of it, actually there's always seems to be quite a bit of traffic up there. So it was a very nice, relaxing ride. I came, went through a lot of little small towns, rolling hills. So you might want to consider going the back way up through Beaumont and the Banning exit there, and you can do a map quest on it, and or you can go to the Temecula Wine Association, their website, which all this will be posted on my website. And you can go there and see how they map it out. But it really was a pleasant ride instead of doing the freeway. So it's all up to you. It's all whatever way you want to go. Now, remember, coming up for the holidays, they have the Nutcracker at the Old Town Temecula Community Theater. They have a Christmas Carol coming up. They have the lighting of the Christmas tree. They have the Santa's Electric Light Parade and Travels. They have Penny Pickles Workshop. They have a Polar Express movie. They have New Year's, big New Year's Eve celebration. They have a lot of things happening. And again, not only is Temecula a place for you to come and drink wines and enjoy yourself, it's also a place for you to visit and do a bunch of things and have a great time and maybe have a glass or two of wine, okay? There are just a lot of things going on, and I can't believe that we are winding down to the last 25 minutes now of Traveling with Francois, coming to you from the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa. I know you're all wondering, did I get a massage? Not this time. Too, way too busy. This place is really, really hopping. All the wineries are just jam-packed, but everybody's laughing, having a good time. They're all walking by me with their glasses of wine. They have a big smile. You guys having a good time out there? Yeah, here you go. They're all having a good time. And where are you going now? You're going to Wilson. Okay. Well, second time. There you go. You guys have a great time. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, folks. What we're going to do is we're going to take our very last timeout for the hour. And when we come back, Mike Tinley, he joins us. We're going to talk about, I'm going to put him on the spot. We're going to talk about making some wines, about his winery, Danza del Sol. We are coming to you live from Temecula Valley, the South Coast Winery in Temecula Valley. You are listening to Traveling with Francois, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery on News Talk 920 KPSI. We'll be right back.
Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot nightlife. I know what's hot. Want to travel?
I'm one of those who said I never would. But after years of horse training, sailing, and golfing, Mother Nature has got the best of my skin. So I've decided to stop Mother Nature in her tracks with the help of Dr. Lombardo of Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery in Rancho Mirage. I searched for a year to find a doctor who listens to my needs and wants, then explains the process to me with no sales pitch, just compassion and professionalism. Call Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery today for all of your cosmetic surgery needs at 760-610-8990 or visit them on the web at lombardocosmeticsurgery.com or on the homepage of travelingwithfrancois.com.
You've seen Walter Clark on television. Perhaps it's time you see him in person. Walter Clark Legal Group is one of the Valley's premier California injury legal firms, with Walter Clark at the helm. Located in Palm Desert on El Paseo. Call today for a free consultation. And as Walter Clark firmly states, we don't get paid unless you get paid. Walter Clark Legal Group can be reached at 760-568-5661. That's 760-568-5661. Or visit them on the web at walterclark.com.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love, or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit our website at mytiesmile.com.
Honey, what's wrong? Honey? Honey?
You get scary when you miss your vacation. Don't miss out. Get away to the Red Rocks of Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights at the Sedona Summit Resort for just $199. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. And feel like yourself again.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, poolside cabanas, tennis, Wi-Fi, and opening soon, a full-service spa to pamper your inner and outer being. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort, and of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit the Borrego Springs Resort on the web at borregospringsresort.com.
Electric Car Distributors is happy to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 with a built-in charger, great color combinations, and more. Come in and see the latest models for 2010. We also have a great selection of pre-owned Westerns and more. Electric Car Distributors is the only location for new club car, golf cars, and the new Yamaha golf cars, with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For more information, please call 760-360-9898. That's 760-360-9898.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI. We're coming to you live from the South Coast Winery, oh my gosh, resort and spa, and we just had someone come over with a fake microphone and didn't know we were on the air. We were actually during a break, and she is just having a grand time. I think she's interviewing people that she doesn't even know, and she had a wine glass in the other hand, but she's having a lot of fun. Now, as promised, we have a winemaker with us that's going to talk a little bit about the process, Mike Tinsley. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Francois. I'm fine. Thank you.
Thanks for coming. It's great to meet you.
My pleasure.
Now, you have the Danza del Sol Winery.
That is correct.
Correct. So tell us a little bit about your winery.
Well, we're one of the newer wineries in Temecula. Actually, it's one of the original wineries that we purchased in February of 2010. And we've done a complete remodel. We renamed it. It's formerly the Filsinger Winery.
Mm-hmm.
The winery's been there for 30 years, so it's one of the older wineries in the valley.
Now, what prompts someone to buy a winery?
A touch of insanity.
Okay. I get it. It's everyone's dream, I think. In fact, I had dinner with my brother last night, and he said, you know, sis, I've always wanted to own a winery. So it's never too late, is it?
It is never too late. That's true. The gentleman that actually purchased the winery is Bob Olson. He's from Minneapolis. He sold a business in Minnesota and enjoyed wine and was looking for some other business to start up and thought, you know, what would be more fun than to have a winery?
So now, you are a winemaker.
I am a winemaker.
Behind the scenes.
Usually
behind the scenes. Now, I find that fascinating. Now, does that mean you are actually hands-on with the entire process?
That is correct.
That's correct. Okay. Now, I have a few questions from an amateur here who knows nothing about wines. I can taste them and like what I like and not like what I not like. But as far as the process, it really is fascinating. Now, I have how long does it take a grape? How long does a grape stay on the vine, the cluster of grapes?
Well, the growing season, at least here in Temecula, is for most of the varieties, March through September. So you're talking about 6 months.
6 months
on the vine. Now, there are years where it's a little shorter than that, and there are years such as this year, 2010, we had a very long growing season. a couple of the local wineries just finished crushing their last grapes a couple of days ago into November, early November, which is unprecedented. And I've been in this valley for 30 years. I've never seen that happen before.
And that has to do with the beautiful weather.
It's been correct. Cooler than normal growing season.
They have no clue, really. They're thinking you get the wines, you crush them, they go in a bottle. They're not going to be drinking these grapes that you crushed this season till when?
Well, the white varieties, 6 months. The reds, because they require much more aging, barrel aging, anywhere from a year to 3 years. So minimum one full year for the reds, and that's pushing it. That's pretty early.
That is pretty, because that's what I always assumed, that grapes had to sit a certain amount of time to get the full flavor and body. Listen to me. I sound like I know what I'm talking about.
That's true. The grapes themselves, or the wine that's made from the grapes.
Mm-hmm.
The grapes themselves, they do need hang time on the vine for several reasons. One, you're right, to generate more flavor, but also we need to generate more sugar.
Oh, really?
And there has to be a certain level of sugar before we can really pick the grapes, because it's the sugar that's converted into alcohol. And not that we want to make high-alcohol wines, but we want full-bodied wines
right.
and full-flavored wines.
Right, the flavor. I mean, that's what connoisseurs are, the smell, the aroma,
that's right.
which I think is based upon the flavor.
Exactly.
So it depends on what type of wine and what type of aroma and what type of swirling. What does the swirling actually
do in a cup?
The swirling
exposes the wine to more oxygen, atmospheric oxygen, air. It's the oxygen. When the oxygen combines with the different chemical compounds in the wine, they release odors. So the more oxygen you can get them into contact with, the more smell or odors will be, evolved from the wine.
Which actually, the nicer the aroma, I would think, the more pleasing to the palate for the
yes,
person drinking it.
Exactly. You generally speaking, you can pretty much tell if you're going to like a wine, the wine's flavor, by smelling it.
Mm-hmm.
If it smells really good to you, it's probably going to taste really good to you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, I have one of those little refrigerators at home that's loaded with wine.
Sure.
And I don't even know how old some of them are. Is there a telltale sign that we can just pick up a bottle and look at it and think, okay, perhaps we shouldn't drink this?
Well, unfortunately, bottles of wine don't have expiration dates on them.
No, no, they don't. That's
like
why.
Food items.
But is there something we can see? Like some of them have a lot of residue at the bottom. Others don't, maybe around the sides. Is any of this a sign?
Usually, if you see a sediment or residue in the bottle, it's probably aged properly. That's a good sign. That's not a bad thing to see that sediment. That means the wine has aged properly. And when you pour the wine out of that bottle, you leave that sediment behind, of course.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. I would say if you're seeing sediment in some of your bottles of wine, drink them.
Drink them.
And don't forget to invite me over.
Okay. Well, definitely. I know you are. Now sit tight. I don't want you going anywhere, because I'm just going to just grill you with all these questions that have been in my mind I ask other people, and they look at me like, what the heck is she talking about?
Right,
but
here.
You stay right here. What we're going to do right now, though, we are going to take the fifth caller at 760-320-8255. Or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. That person is going to win two tickets to a flea-in-the-air production of College of the Desert, your performance of your choice. You're going to win a $10 gift certificate to the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory at the river. And you are also going to win a car wash valued at $19.95 from Grand Prix. That's their most expensive car wash from Grand Prix Auto Detail that's near Costco in that Rancho Mirage. Right there in Rancho Mirage in the Costco Center. Now, as I said earlier, the prizes are you can win one prize every month. It goes from month to month. I don't care if you win it at the beginning of the month and the beginning of the next month or the end of this month, beginning of the next month. It's very simple. Once every month. This has nothing to do with Club Francois members or Club Francois trips. The trips, actually in the trips as well. Everybody can sign up for the trips. This has nothing to do with the trips. Just the prizes I give away on the air. Okay? We have that straight. The lines are now open. Good luck to everyone. And Valley will be taking those calls. Okay, Mike. Now, Mike is from Danza del Sol Winery, and we've been talking about actually the production of wines and grapes and all that sort of stuff. Now, how many varieties of grapes are there in the world?
Oh, literally hundreds.
Hundreds.
Hundreds. Most of them we've never heard of. Most folks have never heard of. There's only a handful of varieties that everybody that's interested in wine pretty much familiar with. Mm-hmm. But there are just lots and lots of very esoteric varieties that are just not known very, very widely outside of their home country. And those are the varieties that winemakers love to get their hands on, because they're unusual, they're odd. You never know what you're going to come up with. We love that kind of stuff.
So I'm thinking they have told me that the weather here is comparable to Napa Valley. Is wine growing weather needs to be comparable all over in the world? Does it have to be certain kinds of weather for all the grapes, or just certain types of grapes?
No, there are some varieties of grapes that just really demand cooler weather than other varieties. Temecula is in a Mediterranean climate. So what we've found over the years, over the last 40 years that we've been growing grapes here, the Mediterranean varietals seem to do better here than some of the other varietals. Varieties such as Syrah, Sangiovese, I'll even throw Zinfandel in there, Nebbiolo, these are the red varieties. Mm-hmm. And then the white varieties, Viognier, Roussanne, Sauvignon Blancs do very well here. There aren't very many varieties that really don't do well here. Some do better in other areas. For example, Pinot Noir really demands a cooler climate. We have some Pinot Noir in the valley. We have some Pinot Noir up in the hills above Temecula. It seems to do a little bit better than the Pinot Noir down on the valley floor, because it's warmer down on the valley floor. So it's kind of a long-winded answer to your question, but there are varieties that do better here than others, and I would say Mediterranean varietals.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're serious wine. They are very serious people that collect wine.
Oh, sure.
And that consider themselves wine connoisseurs. I mean, for me, I just have a glass of wine for fun. But a lot of people, it's more than fun. I mean, they are serious about what type of wine is paired with their meals, and they'll go. I've seen people look through an entire wine menu and maybe pick out one that they feel works, and that's
sure.
how serious they are about it. Now,
with some folks, it becomes an obsession.
Yeah, there you go. Now, like I say, today a lot of people here are just out actually to learn about new wines, new flavors,
right.
and different types. They might not know that much, and they're out there, and they're buying the ones that they like, and that's how you start a collection, I would gather.
That's exactly right, and it's too bad your listeners can't see what we're seeing, but there's a lot of happy folks around
there
here.
There is a lot of happy folks.
And some of the folks know quite a bit about wine, I'm sure. Others don't know anything at all, mm-hmm. but they're all having fun, and they're all tasting wines at a lot of different wineries, a lot of different mm-hmm. styles of wines, and they're really, that's how you learn about wine.
Now, when you say styles, what do you mean by that?
Styles of wine, as an example, one style of wine would be a very light, fruity, grapey, white wine.
Mm-hmm.
The flip side of that would be a heavier white wine that is not sweet, it's dry. And that's, by the way, that's what dry means. There's no sweetness in the wine. And has been aged in oak. It's much more complex. It's not really grapey or fruity any longer. It just has all of a lot of other types of flavors and complexity. With red wines, you could really say the same thing. Some red varieties are extremely fruity. They're put to market earlier than some other red varieties that really demand to be in the barrel for 2 or 3 years. They lose some of their fruitiness, their grapiness, their freshness, but what they gain is complexity and depth of flavor.
All right, now the holidays are coming up, and a lot of times people do enjoy taking a bottle of wine to someone's house.
Sure.
And the prices range from $2 chuck is what they call it,
yep.
to I don't know how high a bottle of wine can go. I'm sure sky's the limit on a bottle
Thousands
of wine.
Thousands of dollars.
Is there a price range to know that you're going to be getting a good wine? Is it? It's not really based on price, is it?
Not really. I've tasted some very well-made wines that are $7, $8, $9 a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I have not tasted very many really wonderful wines below that. So
okay.
I guess you could plug in a dollar value. I'd say you pretty much have to get above $5.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. I mean,
but you know, with that being said, you know, the Charles Shaw brand, the $2 chuck, that's a wonderful value at that price.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that wine. So, I think for most folks that do take their wine fairly seriously and they drink a fair amount of it, probably spending around $10 to $20 a bottle.
Okay. All right. And that's a little hint for people that are thinking about taking wine over to someone's house for, which is very a very nice tradition.
Sure.
You go to someone's house, you bring a little something. A bottle of wine is always nice. And even if you don't know what the menu is, you don't have to worry because they can use the wine at a different date.
That's right. Okay. I would love to spend that $500 on a bottle of wine, but I can't afford it.
So. That's right. So I'm going to stick to the ones around $20. I'm going to look at my refrigerator that's full of them. Now, what is your favorite part of the whole of what you do, being a winemaker?
Well, personally, for me, it exercises both the right and the left hemispheres of my brain. I have a creative streak, and of course, you know, I can take care of that. But I also have always loved the sciences and math, and I get to take care of that. I can spend some time in the laboratory and do analysis and take care of the analytical part of my brain. And then I can turn around and go out in the cellar and start doing some blending of different wines and different barrels and different tanks and different batches and try to come up with a new and improved product just through blending flavors, just as an artist would blend colors on a canvas.
Huh.
And I'm good to go. It takes care of everything for me. That coupled with the fact that in winemaking, every year the grapes are different. There's no cookbook recipe to making, for example, Cabernet Sauvignon. Mm-hmm. You treat the grapes differently each year because they are different each year. And that really keeps it very, very interesting. You don't just go through exercise A, exercise B, C, D, go to the end, now you have the finished wine. There are many bumps in the road making any wine, and you really have to be able to think on your feet, and as the wine evolves and perhaps has problems, you have to be able to intervene and correct those problems and take care of that wine, much like it's raising kids. I mean, you know, if they're doing fine, you kind of leave them alone, hands-off approach. We call that minimalist winemaking. But if there are issues, you intervene, you jump in, and you fix the problem.
This sounds way more stressful than all these folks sitting over here drinking wine and just enjoying it. How long have you been in the business?
30 years.
Wow, 30 years. That's amazing.
I'm still learning.
And you're still learning. Mike, you have been such an interesting guest as far as the process. Thank you so much. I've always wanted to have someone on that could tell us more about the process of putting wines together. And what would you like to say to my listeners? Tell them a little bit again about Danza del Sol, where it is, the hours of operation.
Well, visit us, but yes. Come out to the valley, Temecula Valley. Visit all the wineries. There's somewhere around 30 wineries out here now. When I started my career, there were four. So things have changed. And there's just a lot to see out here. There's a lot to taste. Make a weekend of it. And when you get out here, be sure to stop by Danza del Sol Winery.
Okay, and you are located right off Rancho, California?
On De Portola Road.
On De Portola Road, and you have a website somewhere, I'm sure? And that is?
That would be Danza del Sol Winery. .com.
Okay, and I'll have that on my website as well so people can go directly. And when they go there, I want them to ask for you and
say
hello.
They should ask for me personally.
Okay, and you're Mike Tingley.
Mike Tingley.
All right, Mike. Thanks again. It's been a real pleasure.
Francois, my pleasure.
You have a great day, and go enjoy.
I am going to.
You get out there and taste some wine.
I'm going to do it. Bye-bye.
Okay, folks. Well, I'm telling you, the 2 hours, it just flew by. It's so fast. I want you to tell you, next Saturday, I will be on KESQ around 8:15 a.m. for your own look at Temecula's wine country. On Sunday, you're going to meet Bill Seals, the new director of the Desert Samaritans for seniors now. They actually changed the name over there. I like that a lot better. You're also going to hear from Robert Reed, author of the Lonely Planet travel book, A Journey Around the World. This is a huge $50 or $60 book that I'll be giving away on the show. You'll also hear about your trip, the trip that you can win to Temecula's wine country right here at the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa. Yes, we will be giving a trip. Bye, there's some of my fans. Bye, you guys. Thanks. They're having a great time. And I'm on the air, and they're just seeing they're having such a good time, they just want to come up and chat. So we're going to wrap it up for this hour. Thanks to all my guests, my sponsors, Valley, you in the desert. You've been doing a great job. Until next week, I want everybody to have a great week. Enjoy yourself, relax. Life is meant to be experienced. You've been listening to Traveling with Francois. Coming to you live from the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa here in Temecula Valley's wine country, only an hour and 20 minutes or so away, on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs, sponsored by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery. Again, have a great week, and remember, it's never too late to get a life.
Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? Tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot. Nightlife, I know what's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want
spot nightlife. I know what's hot. It's never too late to get light.
The Camelot Theatre is your entertainment oasis. One of the best British films of the year, Tamela Drew, is a zany but heartfelt comedy drama that pivots on the cosmetics of appearance. Hilary Swank and Sam Rockwell shine in Conviction, an inspirational true story of a sister's devotion to her brother. The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest, an entertaining thriller. Upstairs, it's Cocktails, Cocktails. Call 325-6565. The Camelot Theatre.